When Monroe County held a non-binding referendum last year on whether or not to allow the experimental release of genetically modified mosquitoes, most voters said, yeah, do it. This was as the mosquito-borne Zika crisis was exploding. The Food and Drug Administration had already started to clear the way for the mosquito control experiment. But residents of Key Haven, the proposed site of the mosquito control test, voted against it. And the company that breeds the mosquitoes started looking for another site.
Scientists haven't traditionally engaged the public and put themselves out on the line in terms of trying to shape public policy.
Dr. Justin Stoller is a professor at the University of Miami. He and collaborators at the University of California wanted to understand what happened. So they analyzed thousands of public comments sent to the FDA last year. They found 3/4 of the responses opposed the release of the mosquitoes. The most ardent reasons had to do with a general mistrust in science and in the government. The supporters of the trial were more likely to point to the potential benefits to human health, and they were more likely to have higher levels of education. Stoller hopes these findings can start a conversation among scientists, especially as new technologies like gene editing show promise for public health.
How do we approach these environmental interventions, work with communities, especially where there's some type of new science or technology being deployed that the average person doesn't necessarily understand, and make that approachable for the general public and be able to get their support so that, again, those vocal minorities don't stand in the way?
Their findings are published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.